Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. It's like the apocalypse out there. There's so many crazy things happening. We have just so much to talk about, and it's like Christmas. Tomorrow's Christmas. So what better way to celebrate than to bring in one of the most amazing YouTubers, influencers.
The.
And he's the man. This is like a, just so you know, like this is a, like a dream come true. Because many years ago, I imagined one day I'm going to have Lionel from Lionel Nation come on the show, because, you know, it's awesome to have somebody on who actually can find a little bit of joy and humor in all of this stuff. And
well, thank you. And listen, God bless you for getting off your butt and doing something and saying something and being part of it and not just sitting back in your beanbag chair covered in Cheeto dust as you top away in your parents' basement screaming and yelling about things. Thank you for coming on and just being a part of it, being a part of the world. That's all. And I mean that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, words have power, you know, and it's like to be able to, I don't know, maybe help people not to lose their mind in the coming days with everything that's going on in New York.
You know, you bring up a very good point. What is it that you're trying to do? If somebody says, what do you do? And I love that. What do you do? Are you, and I hate to say, well, we're telling the truth. Whose truth? My truth? Yours? Yeah. I don't know whose truth it is. I'm not even sure about that. But the thing is that I don't know what this thing is. All I'm saying is that this is what I see. And I hope to God you appreciate it, and I hope you get it, and I hope you find it amusing. But that's it. No promises. This is it. I serve Serbian food. I hope you like Serbian food, because that's what it is. That's
it. What does Serbian food consist of? Before I get
no idea. No idea. No idea.
So listen, you know, here's the thing. You're one of those people that kind of can look at something and kind of see maybe there's more to the story that we're being.
Oh, absolutely. I'm always telling them what I'm not. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a conservative. I'm not into the truth. I'm not into the whatever it is. I came along, understand something. I started off in talk radio.
Right. Syndicated.
In 1988. And started in talk radio as a caller in like 1980. I was a caller. This is before anybody even, and I just never wanted to go into radio or anything like that. I was in law school and I didn't care about it. So I've been through this. I've been through, lucky by virtue of my age and my generation, I've been through AM and then FM and then cassette and 8-tracks and FM and AM.
And now here you are in AI and you like
it's
you
incredible.
You have this is why I wanted you to come on, because you have this innate gift where you can take a look at like what's happening. We're going to be careful because this is really disturbing with just happened in the subway, and you see something like this happening, and they're showing the whole video. I don't know if you saw, like, they're showing the whole video. I can't watch it, but I feel like. Is there maybe a reason why this is kind of bubbling to the surface now?
Like, no, it's not. First, let me just explain something to you.
Sure.
I was a prosecutor, and we would become immersed in the worst scenes possible. You name it. Name it. Name the type of. And when there are crimes involving the unlawful taking of the life versus the lawful taking of life of somebody else, we used to see some pictures that were and videos, and it was pretty. But you have to see it. You have to see it to understand what it is. You have to see it. Plus, you got to know what you're going to turn into a jury, and they have to see it too. So nothing that we always think that we're living in the worst time ever. We're thinking that this is the worst. I mean, why is it? It's never been this crazy. It is this crazy. I'm in New York City. You're here in New York, right?
I am Long Island. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Long Island. So we're in New York. There's 8 million people.
I know.
99% of the people have never even had a wallet taken. But yet you hear this. If you want to see the real bad stuff, go to the suburbs. Go to places. Go to Farmwell, Kentucky. And I just made that name up. There is more stuff going on there than you can imagine that will make your hair curl. So first of all, everything is about perspective. It's about how you see things, not half empty, half full. But first of all, this never happens. if you want to see what goes on that'll curl your hair, look what happens to children.
Oh God, and I don't even want to listen. I don't even want to get into that at all.
So,
because
so,
you know what? You know who just released a bunch of people from this is the new thing, commuting sentences. I don't know if you heard Biden.
Oh yeah.
And like we're talking like violence towards children and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Now, just this is the way, this is the morality of this country. This is gonna be your last, you know, act.
He does it. He's not in charge. He's a sock puppet. He's a windsock. He's pretty much being told what to do. I think they made deals with him and his son and his family and others not to. So just excuse him. That notwithstanding. So the first question is, are people more crazy today than they were? Not really. Mm-hmm. We are more aware of it. We are more aware of it. I guarantee you, if you, depends on you. I'll give you an example, perspective. There was a building, my wife and I used to have an office in this one building. And we would always, the elevator was like every floor. And there were like five floors that were infertility clinics. This one place.
Oh, jeez.
Packed. Five floors. These people were, they looked so sick. Each of them spending, I thought, oh my God, infertility must be such a problem. Look at all these people. And then we get down on the front floor, walk out on the Broadway, there's a million people. I'm thinking, wait a minute.
So you're not infertility. An alarmist. You're not an alarmist.
Infertility is apparently not a problem.
Right.
We may have hit the wrong batch. If I went to Mexico City, which makes New York look like, you know, a T-neck or something in terms of this. And I have no idea what that meant. No idea what that meant, T-neck, but... If it's like looking at a telescope or microscope, if you get too close or too far, we always want to. And remember, if you're in the business of doing this, your first job always is to exaggerate. Mm-hmm. Always to exaggerate. Let me give you an example. I want to return sanity to what I call, and I'm sorry, I'm a part of this conspiracist, call it what you want,
don't call it anything. You're going to get me banned. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I'm saying they call it conspiracy. But it's not a
speculator. You're like me. You're a speculator.
No, but a conspiracy. First of all, again, it's the wrong term. A conspiracy is a confederation or an agreement of two or more guilty people to bring about an effect.
Right.
I don't have
friends.
Well, and for good reason. But the reason is that this conspiracy doesn't mean crazy. It just means an arrangement. It's like having LLC versus a corporation versus a partnership. It's a name of a group. But for some particular reason, through the extrapolation of words, which of course we don't know in our country, we've taken that and expanded that to meaning crazy. And there's nothing, nobody wants crazy. So let me give you an example.
Especially at Thanksgiving dinner in my family. That's why we're always alone.
See, I crave that. I crave that.
Crave not having to go.
No. I crave meeting people because I never, ever, ever get upset. Never have people bother me. Never. I think people should be able to learn how to handle members of the family who disagree with you. In fact, if you meet somebody who's a Biden fan, you say, "Isn't he great?
Yeah.
Isn't he terrific?" And they'll look at you like, "What? No, I think Biden's great." They go, "Really?" I said, "Seriously, I think he's great, and I hope he gets elected again." And they'll look at you and they'll say, "Yeah, me too." I said, "You know, my friend and I were having a discussion the other day. What is the most important thing he's ever done?" And I've got like four or five. What do you think what would be your vote as the most effective, the most important thing
so
he's ever done?
I'll give you my 100%. I believe that Biden played the perfect role for what's coming next. I actually created like a little hashtag called "We're Biden Our Time." You know, and it was like the perfect setup. We're going to set the country up in such a way that you're going to be like thanking God when you have, you know, militarized people, you know, at the subway. So you don't have to worry about people getting their sleeping bags.
Well, that it's funny you say that. Well, first, that's not what I meant to say, but I see what you're doing. What I meant to say was that I run into people who don't know anything about Biden. And the only reason they existed was they just hated Trump. Right. So when I came up and I told him, I said, and of course I'm saying this artificially, I can't think of one thing he's ever done.
Right.
But I like to say, you know, I really like it. What do you think? And they'll look at the, I don't really know. I said, no, certainly you must have something. Like, isn't that Kamala terrific? what is your favorite dream or hope? And they'll realize there is nothing. So I draw it out of them, and I use them to prove my point that they are functional idiots and Boeotians and don't know what they're talking
about. Can you blame them, though? It's like, that's the thing. Can you blame them when they're, you know, like these stories that are shoved down everybody's throats and they become like these...
Yeah, I blame them. Sure. Oh, blame them big time, especially when they give me such a hard time and they want to cut me off.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is
because they're,
it is a shame. Has it really affected you? Has it really...
No. I've been doing this. Listen a minute. Listen, I remember the days with Nixon and LBJ. This is nothing. This is nothing. There's going to be even better ones. But let me give you an example of something that drives me nuts. This is what I want to stop. Sometimes critical thinking requires us to look at something, ask the issue, and say, well, we don't really know what that is. But that makes terrible, you know, YouTube or whatever it was. Give me an example. Drones in New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about them. That'll be fun.
People say, what do you think it is? What do you think it is? What do you think? What do I think? I think they're drones. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, no, but what do you think? Well, what do you know? I don't know anything. Because, see, nobody, first of all, nobody will research anything. They just have this idea.
They just want to talk.
I said, well, first of all, they are. Oh, who was it? Somebody who said, somebody one time said, I know as a matter of fact, that 100% man-made. I said, I don't think we're talking about extraterrestrial here, right?
Right.
You know, when somebody goes beep, beep, with a little,
I know.
I think.
And they're spraying stuff. They're spraying stuff. And it's like, I got to tell you.
But they're not. They're not. They're not doing anything. They weren't doing anything.
Right. So this brings me to my point, is that they're showing you all this for a reason. My last show that I did, I called it Gaslit. You know, that was kind of like on my thumbnail.
One of the most overused words.
I know. And where did that word even come from?
From the movie Gaslight.
That's what they say. Yeah, the one, right, with the wife.
Well, but it's being used incorrectly. The word gaslight is when I'm saying something to you where I'm telling you, saying something that makes you think you're crazy when in fact you're not crazy. Versus just lying to you.
See, now that's it's like just lying, right?
It's just lying. So anyway, so here's the thing. We have these things are flying around. I said, now these are my rules. Number one, what's the issue? Number two, I'm not an expert. What the fuck do I know about drones? I don't know about drones. I one time was on I call it MSDNC, but years ago it was MS, they did started. And I'll never forget this. They used to send a car for you, and you'd go across town to the studio.
Big shot.
Remember that? And no, they always did that.
Yeah, that was the way it was done back in the day.
We didn't have this. Yeah. We didn't have this.
No, we had to.
So anyway, I'll never forget. I just had it that day, and I thought, I'm going to throw something new. Because I always think, remember, whenever you go on TV, always remember this. Number one, never answer the question. Number two, always answer your question. And if they don't ask you the question you want them to ask, you say, that's funny, that reminds me. You know, Vince Lombardi, what? Anyway, so I sat there and I said, they said, what do you think about the, you know, the Middle East? I said, what the hell do I know about Yemen? I don't know anything about Yemen. Do you? Does anybody want? Anyway, so that's my point. So number one, here's the question. Number two, I'm not an expert on drones. I don't really know what that's about. I said, but I think there is some common sense here. First, the fact that they're out at night. Now, to me, a drone is one thing only, taking pictures. If you can't take a picture, that's the only reason you want it. You just don't want to, like, you know, just F around with people. Maybe that you can do.
Or maybe you do.
Well, but normally there's a camera.
Right.
Does it affect the camera?
Yeah.
You know, it says, hey, I got this drone. I'm watching it. Yeah. What does it do? It just flies.
Yeah, there's so many theories.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as a drone that just flies. It's got to take a picture. So anyway, so the fact that it's at night, they don't care whether the fact that they're not seeing anything. So maybe one would think it might be detecting something else. Number three or four, whatever my list was, why do they have lights flimbling? Turn the lights
so that people can see it and then get stressed about it, and then they can push through legislation, perhaps.
So here's the question. Now, the next question is, can you turn the blinking lights off? Yes. So why do you want to do this? You want to do it so that people can see you flying at night, not taking pictures, but blinking lights. Now, the next
diabolical
question is,
diabolical.
Now, the next question is, do you think there's people like you and me who say, I'll tell you what, let's get our drone out there. Let's put our drone up there. Maybe we'll take a picture of the drone. And what the hell? Now we have 1,000 drones.
I never
work like this.
I know.
While people are asking, what the hell is this? It's like, schmuck, it's you. You're the drone. Anyway, so finally, there was this, I'm not going to mention, but these great YouTube channels. And it always starts off like this. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, we have right now an undisclosed fellow he's an insider now is telling me this. He's got this information that it's a psyop and a false flag. And people in our group say, I knew it. It's like, wait a minute, what are you saying? I'll tell you what, another thing too is Project Bluebeam.
Right.
So anyway, so now people are saying, I love this guy. What's he talking about? I don't know. But he's saying everything I want to know. False flag, black ops, black bat, and blue beam. Now, blue beam was a plan to actually shine. It didn't work. But a holographic image of God over Iraq. They wanted to show what Allah. But they didn't know what. But they said, nah.
Yeah, it works now. They did it over. I think it was in Dubai. They did like Mars. It was very interesting.
They tried, but it went. Blue beam became the word.
I know, and it's like it becomes that thing that you got to do. Everybody's got to do a show on it now, right?
Right.
Everybody asked me, "Oh, you got to talk about this." I'm like, I want to talk. I want to help people. This is why I do my show. I want to help people not get sucked into the madness.
Because that's what we're doing.
Right.
We're making fun. We're telling people to say, no, you're missing the point. Sometimes the magic is just the simple fact that we don't know. Here's one for you. And I don't want to get too much into detail, but somebody said, I'd love to do a show on missing kids. I don't know what happened. I put some FBI statistics. I got 12 people watching. That's terrible. Not the worth of the show, not the information, but the metrics. How'd you do? I got 12 people.
Yeah.
4 likes and I made 3 cents.
Oh, geez.
Wait a minute. Watch this guy instead. Do it this way. Tonight.
Yeah.
Are they being abducted? And what for?
Is it drones?
Or they're being sold? I go, I like that. Here's the thing. There's a lot of things. There's countries that perform voodoo, and there's, but that doesn't mean that would be a wonderful ad mixture to my show to say, I think that's what it is. Wait a minute. You do a disservice, first of all, to the truth of this.
Right.
Number two, you have no information on this, but if somebody says it, you've got to outdo them. And I swear to God, I think there are people who have this list and they say, black ops.
I know what you're saying. You know, it's like I for one really try to stay away from all that stuff. It's like, and I encourage people to really only focus on what really can be, I don't know, I mean, observed as something that's tangibly true. You know, the fact that we have all of these assassinations going on now. I want to talk to you about this. You know, the year started off, we had the we had the Olympics, the opening of the Olympics, where you had the character from Assassin's Creed carrying the fire of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you look at that and you think, is there maybe more to the symbolism of it? Is something like we're going to see this happening in the world? You have movies like Joker 2, where people are celebrating the fact that he's a killer on the court steps, the way they're doing the same thing with Mangione. And you have all these weird tie-ins to like McDonald's and everything else. Do you think sometimes people can take this a little bit too far? Or do you think that maybe it's happening for a reason?
No, but not only that, it's been happening. During the time of, I remember when I was in Florida, the time when Ted Bundy was caught. Ted Bundy, women were loving Ted Bundy. He's a serial killer. They had women who were, he was marrying them. Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, the Menendez brothers.
Crazy.
There have been there have been people who, and this goes back to Al Capone, John Gotti, the people who are bad guys. There's nothing new to this. Nothing.
You think we got people like this in government? You think we got some bad guys in government?
Did you just ask that? Now let me also tell you
your question.
Let's take social media and take everything and magnify it by a million times.
Oh my goodness! If you're talking about X, we're in trouble.
No, but I'm saying if I were to say to you, I'm convinced said, all right, here's my bet. I'm going to create the myth that people will eat Tide Pods if I tell them.
I know. Yeah, so you think that it is that diabolical. I'm with you.
And they did it. Let me tell you one of the greatest examples. Somebody in a bar probably sat back and said, all right, here's my bet. Within 3 months from tomorrow, today, people are going to cover their entire arms in tattoos. No way. Right. We're not talking tramp stamp. I'm not talking a little heart. I'm not talking about mom
or sleeves.
The Marines. I'm a sleeves and face. And the higher it goes up, then they say, you're right. Okay, it's a bet. Okay, great. I know people who all of a sudden said, I will do anything to be with the program. And right. If it's covering my face, covering my arms, defiling every square centimeter of dermal real estate in order to look cool, pierce, I will do whatever you want. Consequently, take this and what do you want to do? If you said, isn't Luigi Mangione a handsome
hashtag man with a great new haircut.
Once you put it into that, once it crosses the blood-brain barrier,
yep,
into hashtag, it's done. It's finished. And people will do it and not even know why they're doing it. It's nothing new. It's the greatest tool ever. But remember, it can work for your benefit though too. It works for your benefit. It's not just bad stuff. But get used to it. Listen, there were people before, you can go back to the Beatles, you can go back to whatever it is, long hair and fads. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I'll tell you, I love expressions in the English language. One of my favorite YouTube genres are parents getting arrested.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Over and over and over. Kids should watch this. All these people were pulled over for like a stupid, like, oh, your tail light's out. Yeah. If you sign this, you can go, get your hand up, babe. I don't have to talk to you. And next thing you know, they're charged with 3 felonies. Anyway.
And then next thing you know, parents are acting that way.
But during the course of this, my point is, during the course of this, from watching thousands of these, they all say the following. Literally, bruh, I was driving, bruh. I said, wait, did I miss this? Bruh, not bro, bruh. And literally, everything is literally, not figuratively, literally. They don't even know what literally means. So all of a sudden, if one person says it, enter YouTube, thousands of X, everybody's saying literally, bruh. And literally means like, it's a connective word. When before that, it was hilarious. That is hilarious. Hilarious, hysterical, insane.
Boss, that's boss. Remember that one?
You're talking about the 70s. Come on.
I'm talking about back in the day.
Then there was awesome. Everything people used to ask. So what I'm saying is throw into this mix. Just keep track of what's what. Follow the trends. Follow what's new. Remember when twerking was a big deal? Planking, twerking.
Yep.
There are young kids subway riding on top of trains getting killed because of Twitter challenges.
Why do you think that, you know, those people are at the bars making little jokes, making bets with each other, the movers and shakers, the architects of the world? Why do you think they want, you know, all of us to be so dumbed down? And do you think that there's a possibility that channels like yours and mine can maybe
exploit that?
Yeah, like help people, not exploit it, but help people to, you know, to ride the wave of it. There's a reason why I say don't judge the fisherman by the bait, why I talk about all of these hot topics, because I warn people not to go and get involved with January 6th. I warned them before. You know, it's like, You want to help people, but they don't. Clearly, I'm sure you're aware, but you're much bigger than I am. But they don't allow it to be shared so broadly. They why would they?
What do you mean getting charged with January 6th? What does this mean?
When right before Trump went to speak on the channel, I always kind of like say, hey, look out for this. Hey, I kind of see You know, I see things happening. Like I saw Biden in all the little circles when he spoke. And then I saw Trump's huge rallies. I'm like, oh, you know, he's probably going to lose. And they're going to make it look like it's a, they're going to cry foul, because all they're showing is, you know, there's like, there's nobody at Biden's events and everybody loves Trump. And, but I also on the channel have been telling everybody for a long time that Trump is going to be the guy. But now I'm a little worried about, right beforehand, I feel like the rug might be pulled. Do you have any idea about that?
Oh, well, I have a very, put it this way, I always ask myself, what would I do if I was on the other side? And if I was the radical left, woke, whatever, whoever these people are, Dems or progressives, I would say, we're going to have to cancel, interrupt, postpone, scare people away from January 20th. Right. Because what a great way to start to ruin his, you know, his valedictory, his twofer, his historical second, you know, ever since Grover Cleveland, this non-consecutive, and they're going to do everything in their power. And believe it or not, all it takes is, remember, I like to be under the sea. I'm sorry, I think those stars are the best. I would love to be the guy who is, in my movie, the Donald Segretti, Lee Atwater, kind of like the dirty tricks expert who is who works with the government, but not never goes to the White House, but you call me. I'm the psychologist general. I create and affect behavior. And one thing I'm going to do is, if I were the bad guys, I say, okay, folks, do we all have our folks in line? Yeah, because we still have a tremendous social media platform. We're going to put out a scare, something. Maybe with the drones, maybe some type of a radiologic thing, whatever. And then we're going to falsely create, we're going to say, right now as we speak, we're learning that hundreds, if not thousands of people are canceling their plans to attend the inauguration.
When
in fact they're not.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do it. So what I'm saying is, and you mentioned January 6th. Anybody who went to January 6th was an idiot. Because if you didn't see coming,
we love them. Listen, I
think their point's well taken. But what I'm saying, when you have, and they said, hey, you think there's a bunch of FBI? I don't need FBI there. If I've got some idiot walking around with an eye patch, dressed in cami gear, with a Gadsden flag saying, come on.
Yeah, with the guy with the horns. Yeah.
But when you show up and you look like some, like these weekend warrior types, like Alex Jones, when they talk 1776 and the blood of the turn, I mean, like, would you, first of all, you make us look stupid. Number one, you don't have to do it.
Maybe that's on purpose.
That's what I'm saying. You know what eliminate, you know, sometimes there's different forms of false flags. There's different forms of, but a limited hangout, by the way, is what a lot of times is when you introduce something that is either, that's, it's different context, but no one to learn the right phrases. False flag also is this. Let me give you an example. Let's assume you are a part of a church. This is a weird example I was giving today. And you are part of a church, and your church is under attack for, let's say, abuse claims. And you say, I don't know what to do.
I was the head writer for that place, Dave Starr. I was the head writer for Joni. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
For who?
Joni Lamb, right now they're in trouble. There's a big thing. Daystar Television Network, the biggest Christian network in the world. There's a huge, like, you know, abuse cover up, and it's madness.
Okay, well, let me give you an example. Let's say it was a Catholic church, because I'm a retired Catholic, but I mean, but that was going on.
Me too.
But let's assume somebody who says, "Listen, can you help me?" I say, "Oh yeah, no problem." Watch what happens. I'm going to release a lunatic out there, clearly crazy, making claims of abuse.
Yeah.
He is going to draw all the fire.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, oh, what? Look no further than Jay-Z and Diddy. And look at the people that are going to start coming forward, sent out to represent the claim. And you're going to say, oh, are they all like that? So, consequently, the J6 people with the eye patch and the cami, it was almost like somebody said, send them out to make all of the Trump supporters seem crazy like that. When most of us said, We don't even know what this is about. Why are you scaling a wall? There is no wall. There's a step theater. In front of the car. Yeah, what are you doing? Theater. In the middle, there are very common folks who actually get along. And it's the job of the media to exploit the fringe and to always give somebody something to watch.
John, let me ask you a question, because it seems like we're both on the same page with how all this plays out and how it's kind of bringing out an end result. I'm of the belief that, you know, things could get a lot more, we'll say a little, I don't want to say tyrannical, but tyrannical, a little more dictatorial, a little bit more like we're not going to put up with nonsense anymore.
You mean on Trump's part? You mean Trump is going to be a dictator?
No. I mean that I think we're entering into a time where we're going to see, it's like there's not going to be any more of this. We're not going to play around anymore. You know, things that are immoral now, I think, are going to be cracked down on.
I hope what you're saying is right. Put it this way.
I hope so, too, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
In some respects, the pendulum is going to swing back like a wrecking ball.
Right.
And you're going to start seeing, by the way, what is the reaction to this lunacy in terms of this kind of a boundless, meaningless, psychotic expression. See, also something coming back that looks proto-fascistic. You're going to see people who are going to say, I want there to be law and order. I don't care about, I don't care if I have to walk. I want there to be more police. And you know what? If you've got to crack a few
heads, I'll even pay more taxes.
Right. So be it. I'm not hurting anybody. That's the way it is. Nobody's affected my free speech. Let me tell you one thing very quickly.
Sure.
I've got, we have a lot of friends actually who are from China, Chinese, not born here. And one says he loves going to China. Very quickly, he said, one guy who's a great prototypical right winger lived in China for years. And on one billboard or a wall, it said, my name is Lieutenant so and so. I'm the policeman in charge of this sector. Here is my mobile cellular number. If anybody bothers you, you call me because this is my area. Anybody bothers you, you got a picture, text me their picture. There's no crime. He says, now in China, he said, now granted, they don't like you saying a lot of stuff. Didn't bother me. Nobody's walking around. Most people want to live and let free, but there's no crime.
So you feel like
they better come back. We're ready for this. And I want to start seeing, and I love the Constitution.
Are you excited for the new year? Quickly.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially this one.
I want to thank you for coming on. This was like such a treat. It is
my pleasure
to see how you get it, you know, and I think more people need to check you out. Lionel Nation on YouTube. The links, I always put the links in the description of the video. You can also go and check lionelmedia.com. That's his website. I had so much fun, you know, he's Lionel. I mean, you're a legend.
Well, listen. You're doing a great job. And just, all I want to give you one bit of advice.
Tell me.
Be yourself.
Always.
Don't listen to anybody. If you think it, if this is what you feel, say it. Don't mimic anybody, imitate anybody. You just be yourself and say whatever you want, and you will be the most powerful and the most nuclear thing available.
Give everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Indeed. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy everything. Even Kwanzaa.
Yeah, everybody. Kwanzaa. Listen, we want you all to have great holidays and great life and great joy. And don't get sucked into the mess anymore.
And celebrate the Constitution. Free speech is there for a reason.
Amen. And hopefully it'll continue. It seems to me things are going well. All right. Well, listen, I love each and every one of you. And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the East to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling. Thank you.